This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
They've been saying this now, how every 6 months they said this. Every 6 months they look down the next 6 months and see what's going to happen. It hadn't happened yet. It hadn't been. There's no guarantee that they're going to be a recession. I don't think there will be a recession. If it is, it'll be a very slight recession. That is, we'll move down slightly. Look, think about what's happened. We have done more. We're in a better position than any other major country in the world, economically and politically. We still have real problems. But look what we got done. We passed so much legislation that significantly makes a point about, you know, for example, the American Rescue Plan, the legislation to deal with inflation, the Inflation Act. We moved along. I mean, there's so much that's been accomplished that the idea that there's something, there's an automaticity to recession is just not there. They've been predicting this off and on for the last...
But you just said that a slight recession is possible.
It is possible. Look, it's possible. I don't anticipate it.
You'll have to excuse the music because I didn't fake that cut, but that was Joe Biden, the liar-in-chief, the guy who's been a pathological liar his whole life. Well, you know, there could be a slight recession, but we're in better position than any other major country. Boy, that's saying a lot. Considering America is supposed to be the wealthiest country in the world, and you know what we are? We are the country with the most debt because of Barack Obama and now Joe Biden. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to A Slight Recession. These people redefine words when it doesn't fit what's really going on. A slight recession, we are in a recession, period. And the only thing covering it up is the massive amount of money that these people are printing, and you can't keep that going. He says, look at what we've done. We passed so much legislation. Okay, so what? The American Rescue Plan didn't rescue anybody, and the Inflation Act increased inflation. So what? We passed legislation, man. I mean, come on, man. So much has been accomplished that he can't name it. We passed this legislation. Did inflation come down? Is America rescued? You already know the answers. People are suffering mightily. Do you think Joe Biden and his crew are going to tell you the truth? Do you think they're going to go out and do surveys, man on the street, and say, hey, little business owner, how are things going for you? See, I ask everybody. Let me tell you what I did. I was on, I don't even know, umpteen you Ubers when I was down in Florida. And here's what I ask everybody. How's your business? You know what, everyone, the Uber, horrible, horrible, horrible. One guy said, it almost doesn't pay to drive. Your tips are what we live on. Your tips. Now, I would think he's working me, but every one of them said, with the price of gas and the inflation, you got to do something, and Uber is for us that, you know, we're sitting around, so we might as well do something. But they go, honestly, the tips are what we work for now. I asked four Uber drivers. I always ask these questions because these are the man. This is the man on the street. Then I ask him this: had any interesting people ride with you? Any stories? Oh yeah, man, this guy. You know, so they'll tell you the stories. I told you I was in L.A. I went to go to a coffee shop, and I would tell you 50 to 70% of the businesses in this little strip mall boarded up. I didn't look across, you know, at every one of them, but I'll tell you this, there were a lot of them that didn't have any activity. Some of them you thought, why aren't you open? You know, it's a restaurant. It's noon. Why aren't you open? Maybe they only open for the evening. I don't know. But they weren't. Joe Biden is a liar, folks. And the Daily Mail talked about Biden's, and I love how they put this, he exaggerated stories or his falsehoods. He's a liar. And they wrote this, Biden was in full flow celebrating the nation's national parks during a visit to Colorado and paying tribute to the bravery of American servicemen and women. Then the 79-year-old delivered the line that would overshadow his visit to Camp Hale, a World War II military installation that was used to train the U.S. Army's 10th Mountain Division. I say this is the father of a man who won the Bronze Star, the Conspicuous Service Medal, and lost his life in Iraq. He said, well, in fact, Bo Biden served in Iraq, but he died 6 years later from a brain tumor, which his family believes was a result of exposure to toxic fumes from burn pits in the country. It was ammunition, they write, for the right-wing critics who accuse him of lying about his son, Bo, while supporters were quick to flag the cancer link. Either way, the story was nothing new for a public figure known as gaffe-prone and whose record is littered with examples of exaggerated yarns dropped to build a folksy political identity. Let me just say this real quick. No matter how much folksiness Joe Biden has tried to put off or whatever, it hasn't mattered. It didn't matter during the election cycle when he hid in his basement and everybody, including Democrats, knew that he was a brain-dead pathological liar. Well, let me correct that. He was a brain-dead moron on top of being a pathological liar. And we've done show after show where we've demonstrated all the stuff that Biden's done. Think about all the sexual harassment he's done of women with this crazy walking up behind them and, you know, and then sniffing their hair. And especially doing this during a time when he's giving their husband an award. He seems to relish that. I told you he's a political pervert and a voyeur who wants to make men, the women uncomfortable and say to the guys, you're only getting this award because I want to feel up your woman. But he's worse with little girls. If Trump had this behavior, none of us would support him. And what cracks me up is that we still have people, I don't support Donald Trump. He's vile. He's this or that. And I go, really? As compared to what? How can the Democrats support a dude who's essentially a pedophile? He's a sexual harasser. He is a bona fide, absolutely, I mean, there's no question he's a liar about everything. And he's got dementia. He's brain deficient. And everybody knows it, which is why he will not take the test, a cognitive test, and I could go on. I'm going to leave it at this. I've already said it. I've said it many times. I'll say it again. Joe Biden will not be the Democrats candidate going into 2024. I don't know who they're going to pick because who do they have to pick?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots of changes happening at CNN, folks. There's a rumor circulating that CNN anchor Jim Acosta is the next name to exit the cable network in the wake of the Warner Brothers Discovery merger. But according to some people, they say it's absolute BS. Well, I don't know that I'd believe that. CNN is making massive changes, and they're all for the better. Cuomo gone. Don Lemon demoted, pretty much gone for the most part. Certainly, the way that he deals with the news will change dramatically. They've retooled many of their shows, and it would not surprise me one bit if Acosta is gone. I mean, let me explain why this is happening. This is happening because leftism is on the decline. Oh, I know. They want you to believe that leftism is front and center and everybody's woke and everybody cares about this stuff and all. Let me tell you, America and the world is sick of leftism and wokeism. They're sick of it. You don't have to believe me. They're turning on themselves. Look, We're not happy with our political party either, as conservatives. I know this. McConnell doesn't want to face the music, and many others don't. But when you look at there's still a fervor. I don't care whether you're Trump or DeSantis or whatever. There's still a fervor for our people. We're still building icons. Carrie Lake is becoming iconic. DeSantis has become iconic. Kristi Noem for a while. Josh Hawley. I could name a few that are probably going to be presidential contenders, vice presidential folks. I haven't even looked at the governors. I mean, outside of Carrie Lake and DeSantis, I'm saying maybe Abbott. Maybe there's one other out there. There are lieutenant governors rising through the ranks. Mark Robinson out of North Carolina. Rising through the ranks. Many others. What about the Democrats? Oh, we need a bench. We need new people. That's what George Clooney said. We played this clip the other day. I'm not going to play it again. And when they're asking for these people, what about all these youngsters they have, this young crowd, the Anthony Wieners of the world? Oh, that's right. They got rid of Anthony, but now they've got their female version, AOC. Did you hear what happened to AOC recently when she got shouted down? Here are people that said they voted for AOC. Two guys, by the way. At this event where they had AOC, there weren't 40 people at this event. It looks like it was held at a college or something. There were not 40 people. I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt. I don't think there were 30. So if she's so popular, if she's got such a social media following, if everybody loves her, then, where's her? Why is she not getting the kind of numbers? Same thing with Joe Biden. Isn't he the most loved politician in the history of the Republic? 81 million vote Joe? Everybody's shocked at his poll numbers. Don't be shocked at his poll numbers. His poll numbers are the same poll numbers he had when he was being shoehorned into the presidency. He was no more popular then than he is now. The only difference is they can see his track record. So what are you going to cover up? No, Joe's not stupid. Well, his policies sure seem like he's stupid. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's AOC getting love from her constituents.
Congresswoman, none of this matters unless there's a nuclear war, which you voted to send arms and weapons to Ukraine. Tulsi Gabbard, she's left the Democratic Party because they're running for her, okay? You originally voted, you ran as an outsider, yet you've been voting to start this war in Ukraine. You're voting to start a third nuclear war with Russia and China. Why are you playing with the lives of American citizens? You're playing with our lives.
There's a nuclear bomb. You voted to mobilize and send money to Ukrainian Nazis. You're a coward. You're a progressive socialist. Where are you against the war mobilization? He's telling the right truth. You have done nothing. Tulsi Gabbard has shown guts where you've shown cowardice. I believed in you, and you became the very thing you sought to fight against. That's what you've become. You are the establishment, and you are the reason why everybody will end up in a nuclear war unless you choose to stand up right now and denounce the Democratic Party. Will you do that? Yes or no? Okay, simple. Are you going to stop nuclear war? Yes or no? There is no line, because this is bullshit. None of this matters if we're all dead.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So I just did an hour on Tulsi Gabbard and explaining why that was an important thing that she did. And I'm going to bet you many people did not see this as a big deal. Now, if you're one of them who did or didn't, I'd be curious. 844-551-8255. See,
I don't know who these people were, but I'll tell you this. I don't think the Republicans were saying, hey, go crash AOC's little event that had 30 people and go shout her down. I think these are people who genuinely look to her to show leadership. And see, she rides on the wave of, I'm a cutie, and I'm different, and I'm going to rock the boat, and climate change, and we're all going to die. And people are going, oh, okay. So now that we're over the honeymoon phase, let's take a look at who you really are. I believe these two gentlemen were people who definitely voted for her, thought she was different, and they're finding out she isn't. And then they have the nerve to bring up Tulsi Gabbard. See, that's why I mentioned it in the first hour, that while it seems like a little deal, people are watching where somebody shows courage. They show that when you violate what you tell us you're going to do, we'll leave the party. I remember years ago talking to a guy who was working on the Trump campaign, and he was a Bernie Sanders supporter. And after Bernie got screwed over twice, this guy said he'd seen enough. And you'd think he'd come over and, you know, if he's a Bernie supporter, then he would still be a communist, but just mad about Bernie. No, he now sees capitalism as the way to go. He sees Bernie as a bit of a sellout. He sees the Democratic Party as a sellout, because what did Bernie do? Bernie rolled over to get his belly rubbed, right? There are people watching this. Tulsi Gabbard, I don't know the numbers, but she had a lot of folks following her during the Democratic primary back in 2020. I used to tell people, she makes sense. There are certain things she makes sense about. Well, people are watching. And she may not be as cute as AOC, but she's young and they're paying attention. And her stance to bring the left over, let me just put it this way, she might be one of the best things we have to bring people over.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Biden administration is bragging that it only got the country into half as much financial trouble as it did last year. In a statement, the Treasury Department said the annual deficit went from $2.8 trillion in 2021 to roughly $1.4 trillion so far this year, crediting the change to the expiration of trillions in pandemic-era emergency spending. Former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon has been found to be in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a select committee subpoena for documents and testimony. Bannon had asked federal judge Carl Nichols for a sentence of probation, but his failure to appear before the House has landed him a four-month stay in jail. From Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've heard some strange things come from Stacey Abrams, but her most recent comments on abortion floor me. And they give you a real peek into the Democrat and the leftist view on abortion, women's rights, and all this other stuff. And I'm just telling you, this is going to be a very eye-opening segment for you. Thanks for being here. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. So abortion has always been sort of a nice little tool in the toolkit for the Democrats to bring out whenever they want. It's not as powerful as racism, and it's not quite as powerful as sexism, even though it involves an element of sexism because they call it women's reproductive rights. It could easily be looked at, I mean, from another perspective of, you know, protection of children, all kinds of things. And considering a lot of these aborted babies are males, what about male reproductive, male rights? You know, now, I'm not going to get into the nuance of that because there's so much more to unpack. But let's begin with one of the things that Stacey Abrams said, which is she was at a forum and she was talking about the heartbeat and when does it start. The right will argue with you that the heartbeat begins at 5 weeks, but there's been proof that the heartbeat does not begin until 8 weeks or something like that. Now, I want you to just think about how stupid the argument is. You're arguing that, well, up until a certain point, it doesn't have a heartbeat, ergo, it's not human. Well, I would say to Stacy, hey, let me ask you this, Stacy. So, in your development, when did you have a heartbeat? Was it 5 weeks? Was it 8 weeks? Or does it matter? Because whether you had a heartbeat, detectable or undetectable, at 5 weeks, 8 weeks, or 5 seconds, at the end of the day, from the moment of conception, you were going to be who you are today, right or wrong. I know, folks, too much logic. So nobody pushes back on that, and that's fine. And of course, my second argument is it's very easy to be a person who survived the gauntlet of women's reproductive rights, and now you want to stop everybody else. It would be like saying, you know what? I want to limit the number of people who can enjoy Earth. So I, as a person who gets to enjoy Earth, want to make sure that nobody else gets to enjoy Earth. And I'll guise it under, or disguise it under, women's health. Okay, well, is there a point where women can say, you know what, I want a sonogram, and if my sonogram comes back and shows that I'm having a boy, I'm going to stop. I'm going to kill it because I don't want to have any boys. Now, I don't know why they would do that, but I'm saying if you give somebody that kind of power over the human life, the way we form, what's next? What else can you give them? What else will they take? When we get to the point of genetics where, and we're there, by the way, where you can say, you know what, my child is going to be autistic, my child is going to have Down syndrome, my child is going to have sickle cell, my child has a propensity to develop cancer or breast cancer or whatever, I'm not having this baby. What happens then? China, believe it or not, is already dealing with the prospect of underpopulation. That's why they got rid of their one-child policy. You, every time people go, we'll have too many people on Earth, people self-regulate. You don't need government, really. I believe this. You don't need government to step in. People self-regulate. And in the hood, they self-regulate. Let me tell you this. Black people, leftists, believe that there are too many black folks. They are following Margaret Sanger to the hilt in the Negro Project. First, they get their people that say, all things black, Black Lives Matter, or whatever. And then they get their henchmen to do exactly the opposite. They just shoot and kill each other like crazy. The bureaucrats let them. And they pretend that Black Lives Matter. So the full circle of leftist lunacy is intact. Black Lives Matter. As 95% of crime is black on black crime in the black community. 95%. Highest of any ethnic group. But Black Lives Matter. And they have people telling you, degrade yourself, be dumber than everybody else, violate all the rules of decorum because they're all racist. Everything's racist, 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 racist. But then you Negroes kill each other off, and everything will be good. I think I've given you guys this number. Without abortion, blacks would be 36.5% of the population. Do you know what black leftists are saying to themselves? There's too many black folks. Let's cull the population. Let's not let these Negroes get too crazy out here. Let's not go get educations. Let's not go actually act with decorum. Let's not do what black conservatives want us to do. Let's want everybody. By the way, don't feel bad when I give you the number and I tell you, hey, black people would have been 36.5% of the population if it weren't for abortion. And you people out there going, ooh, that's way too many. I know what you're thinking, white people. It's okay. I'll say it for you. That is too many black people the way they live today. I'll go ahead and be your Huckleberry, okay? I would want to live where there's 36, where the population of blacks grows to that level and they have this level of ignorance. I wouldn't want to be there. I don't want that world, okay? Now your conscience can be clear. And it isn't racist to think that. It's actually smart. Because when you look at the statistical categories of where blacks fit with dropout rates, teen pregnancies, single-parent homes, yeah, et cetera, I wouldn't want over a third of the population living like that because we couldn't afford it. You think it's an influx of Latinos coming from Central and South America. Oh, boy, you don't want to deal with these ingrate blacks born of this country and still asking for more. All kinds of opportunity. So, Stacey Abrams, number one, doesn't even understand that it doesn't matter when the heartbeat occurs. It's a human being. She dehumanizes a human being by putting priority over the person who carries that human being. Something that nature and God put in a woman to say, protect at all cost. Think about that. One of my friends called me and said, Kevin, I was talking to a lady about guns, and she said, I don't understand your obsession with guns. And he says, well, let me ask you this. If somebody was threatening your grandchildren. This is a grandmother. She has four grandchildren. She says, and that person was going to kill your grandchildren, and you had access to a weapon, and if you took that weapon, you could stop them from killing your grandkids. What would you do? She said, I would just have to sacrifice my grandkids. And he says, I'm done talking to you because you're an idiot. See, what he's saying is, it is absolutely natural for a mama bear to protect her cubs, even sacrificing her own life. See, when they say, well, if the mother would die, I get it. You know, you can't have an abortion if it's for the life of the mother or the child. I completely say to anybody, if the mother is giving birth and that it could kill her and it's a choice between the child and the mother, it's certainly her decision. But I'll tell you this, I know many mothers who say, I'm willing to make that sacrifice. I'm not going to tell you what I would do. It's not going to be in my anything I have to think about. But I'll tell you this. I have sons. If it was for taking a bullet for them, I'd take it. I think most fathers would say that. I'll tell you this. There's nothing you could do to my kids that if you threaten them that I wouldn't jump in the middle of. I don't care how big you are. I'd fight you to the death. So, you know, it's antithetical to believe that, oh, no, I would just let the criminal kill them and I would just have to, you know, believe that it's for the greater good or some stupid answer like that tells me you don't even, you're going against nature. It's just, that's not what would happen. And by the way, this lady was lying anyway. She grabbed the gun and she chewed. She wanted to make the philosophical point to my friend, but in reality, she'd do exactly what he said. Let me get back to Stacey Adams. Or Stacey Adams. Those are the ugly shoes. I don't even know. Black folks, we wore Stacey Adams and thought those are the coolest shoes. They're the ugly shoes. Anyway, Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams, who will kill children. Guys are not. I mean, she is one of these Margaret Sanger Negro Project women who essentially says, I will be your Pied Piper to let people kill black people, and you'll have a pass for me. There are reverends that believe this, the Sharptons of the world that believe this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Stacey Abrams is in trouble in her race for Georgia governor. I don't like Kemp much better, but he's better than Stacey Abrams. And she's said some stupid comments about abortion. And the Democrats are going, look, this is not as big of an issue as we need it to be. And I started out the previous segment as I started talking about this, and that was one of my points, is that they've always used this as one of their weapons, and it's not working. It's not. But Stacey's staying on, and then the Democrats are trying to pivot. They want to pivot off of abortion. They want to pivot away from inflation. They want to pivot away from gas prices. They want to pivot away from Biden's foreign policy. They want to pivot away from recession. They want to pivot away from massive debt, printing of money, spending of money, etc. They want to pivot away from Joe Biden. There's many things. Let me just say this. They have nothing to pivot to, okay? But Stacey Abrams wants to fight her own fight. She's saying, I don't care what the polling shows. I'm going to make abortion, you know, that's the bridge I'm going to die on. So here's them talking about this, and Stacey Abrams is talking about the economics of abortion. Listen to this clip.
Question that he just asked you. You're running for governor of Georgia. I would assume, maybe incorrectly, but while abortion is an issue, it nowhere reaches the level of interest of voters in terms of the cost of gas, food, bread, milk, things like that. What can a governor, what could you do as governor to alleviate the concerns of Georgia voters about those livability, daily, hourly issues that they're confronted with?
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't divorce being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from the economic realities of having a child. And so these are, it's important for us to have both and conversations. We don't have the luxury of reducing it or separating them out, but we also have to talk about what a governor can do. A governor can address housing prices. A governor can address the cost of education. A governor can put money into the pockets of everyday hardworking Georgians instead of giving tax cuts to the wealthy. That's what I talk about on the trail, and that's what's resonating. But let's not pretend that women, half the population, especially those of childbearing age, they understand that having a child is absolutely an economic issue. It is only politicians who see it as simply another cultural conversation. It is a real biological and economic imperative conversation that women need to have.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Stacey Abrams running for governor of Georgia. And the guy says, look, abortion isn't what people want to talk about. They want to talk about gas prices. They want to talk about inflation. These are things that they deal with. And here were his words. Daily, hourly issues they are confronted with. Not abortion. Now, I said this before. I said it on multiple shows. I said, take men out, because we look at it and go, okay, I get it. And while I'm a pro-choice, pro-lifer. In other words, I can't tell you what to choose, but I hope you choose life. Because you can throw yourself off of a building. I can't stop you from that any more than I could stop you from getting a back alley abortion, as they like to say. I can't stop you from taking the day after pill or whatever. So that's your choice. And I think that's reasonable, even though I know pro-life zealots say, Kevin, you got to be pro-life. I don't have to be anything. I just told you what I am. But I think men, we look at it and go, it's not a big issue for me because I don't have to deal with it directly. Indirectly, some guys do. But let's face it, there's not a big swath of guys out there going, man, they need to deal with this abortion issue because, you know, I need to go out there and have a bunch of baby mamas, you know. I don't want to go out there having a bunch of baby mamas, whatever. So, but that's a small sliver. So when you look at women, okay, well, 50% of women, conservative women, don't see abortion the way Stacey Abrams sees it. They're like, you can't be using abortion as birth control. It's a big decision. Choose the right guy, blah, blah, blah. Also, choose life. How many of them just go, I would choose life? So you don't, when you narrow it down, it's a small sliver of people who want to make it. Now, the Democrats, that's a big enough voting block. Right? We should go after abortion. So this guy is warning Stacey Abrams, saying, look, abortion compared to life's challenges, abortion's way down the list. Hey, surprise, surprise, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. It doesn't make the top 10. So she's saying having children is why you need to be having this conversation. She's talking about the economics of abortion, that women make this decision because they go, well, I can't afford to have no baby. I need to be able to have my abortion because I can't afford it. Okay, I'll run with that. There are women who cannot afford to have these children. Let me add. So here's what my counter argument. When a 13-year-old girl, and I've seen them, said, I want to have a baby. And you go, you have no ability to take care of this child. I don't care. I want to have a baby. It would be so nice to have a baby. You ever watch the show, I think it's 16 and Pregnant? I mean, I don't watch it, but I know it exists. And admittedly, I've seen it, pieces of it, because I was curious. As to what's the dynamic of a family where the parents go, my 15-year-old daughter, 16-year-old daughter's pregnant, I'm going to help raise the baby, blah, blah, blah. These are girls that are making the decision to get pregnant and have babies, and they don't care about the economic realities. If Stacey Abrams were truly interested in the economic realities of this, she would say, how about you just not get pregnant and not have these babies? Because women are doing that. They're having them. And do you know who's on the welfare the most? These single moms. They could have had abortions. It's been legal. So why do they load up the welfare rosters? Would anybody disagree with me that single mothers per capita are the largest number of people on welfare? Anybody disagree? If you do, give me a ring, 844-551-8255, or go to the Kevin Jackson Network and send me a note. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have any data. But I think I'm right when I tell you that single moms who have no business bringing a child into the world are the ones who are doing it and having to get welfare, and they don't give a crap about the economic realities of having a child. So I would love for Stacey to deal with this and say, well, listen, if abortion is so important and the economics of abortion is so important, why are women having all these babies and then burdening the welfare system with them? Why is that happening? You've made abortion readily available, and yet that's what's going on. So, in effect, let me just say this for you, folks. I'm going to be a spoiler alert. It kills their argument. But then she goes on to say this. Governors can address the issue of housing prices. So she can tell a house manufacturer, this is what you're going to charge. No, maybe she won't do that, but she can say, I'll subsidize. I'll give them money. She says, I can put more money in the pockets of citizens. She says, I can reduce the cost of education. These are her solutions to how she's going to solve all these problems related to win a woman at. Okay, well, I would say this. Democrats have ruled the roost in many of these states where all these women are not having abortions. They have their babies. Their education is available and all that. Why is it that we're still talking about the same problems? Give me a Democrat state, New York, for example, run by the love gov, Cuomo, for decades. Okay, the Cuomo family have been the governors of New York, Democratic family. Have they addressed any of this? Have you looked at housing prices in New York? Have you looked at the cost of education? Have you looked at how much money they take out of the pockets of their citizens? And then tell me, they're solving this problem? She says it's an economic issue, not a cultural conversation. Show me how you've solved it as an economic issue. Show me how you're even addressing it as an economic issue. Pick your Democratic governor state and tell me, oh, wow, yeah, we've solved the cost of education issue, housing prices, inflation, and all the things that this guy mentioned. We solved it. We're independent of Joe Biden's price of gasoline and fuel for our homes and inflation costs for our groceries, etc. We've solved that. Said no Democrat or Republican ever, because Joe Biden is a menace, number one, and the Democrats have created an ecosystem where you cannot be successful with their policies. It's really that simple.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.